This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
I'm out here in the Saline River in Arkansas, where federally endangered species of mussels are reasons why federal and state agencies and researchers are out here monitoring this river.
Here in the Saline River, we have the largest winged maple leaf population left in the world. We're standing on a site today that has over 10,000 winged maple leaves within this one mussel bed.
Right here?
Right here.
Today, this brownish, bumpy-shelled bivalve is at the heart of an effort among the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, and Missouri State University to reintroduce them into Tennessee's Duck River.
Before we release juveniles there, we need to ensure that the channel catfish from the Duck River will be suitable hosts for our winged maple leaves from the Saline River.
For many freshwater mussel species, fish hosts play an important role in the breeding process. For winged maple leaves, those hosts are channel catfish and blue catfish. Shortly after fertilization, female mussels release the developing larva, called glaucidia, into the river. From there, glaucidia hitch a ride on passing catfish, where they continue their growth into juvenile stage. At that point, they'll drop off and anchor themselves onto the river bottom. Winged maple leaves were once found in waterways throughout the Midwest, but as recently as 10 years ago, scientists thought their range had dwindled down to just one river, the St. Croix in Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Those declines are primarily related to water quality issues, habitat degradation, dams, things like that.
But when the mussel was recently identified in the Saline River, researchers had new hope for its long-term survival. In June, biologists put about 90 juvenile winged maple leaves in six silos along the river, essentially mussel nurseries. This is the first year they've tried the silos, a more effective way to track the mussel's progress.
The way this operates is it sits on the bottom of the river, and the current is feeding underneath and then up and out of this area. And if you turn it over, our juveniles are kept in here, so the water is flowing through here at all times, enables them to grow in their natural environment. We get a better growth rate than we do in laboratory situations. And it protects them from predators also.
Now, with a deep and muddy river to contend with, it's just a matter of locating the silos. They use an air compressor, called a hookah, as they dive down and feel their way along the riverbed.
It's a much safer system when we're working in swift rivers with limited to no visibility than using scuba.
Once located, the biologists get to work.
What we're doing today is we're out here checking for survival, and we'll take pictures so that we can, when we get back to the office, we can look at the pictures using some software applications and get actual measurements on each individual and track growth while they're in the river.
Though they already look a lot like their adult counterparts, the tiny mussels, about 1 centimeter long, are much more sensitive.
Just the oil from your skin, or maybe, you know, some residue from something that you've been in contact with throughout the day, filling it with gas or, you know, checking the oil or something like that, could cause that specimen to die.
So far, researchers have lost just one of the 90 juveniles, and with their help, winged maple leaves will once again thrive beyond Arkansas. For Discovery News, I'm Jorge Ribas.